Hello, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. My name is Chris Segura, and in today's episode, I want to do a sort of a behind-the-scenes take of what you've seen in a previous episode of Block Talk. The episode I'm referring to is an episode my colleague Mike Walker did with a good partner of ours, GE, a gentleman named David Havera at GE. They talked a little bit about different ledgers and different technologies in sort of, you might think of this as different tools for different jobs. I want to walk you through some tools for ledgers that we haven't really explored before on Block Talk. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Corda, and I want to show you some tools that are going to be familiar to people who watch this show regularly. But again, it's on a different ledger, so it is sort of a different take on concepts that are very familiar, but technologies that are completely different. Today, specifically, we'll talk about the Corda extension for Visual Studio Code, and I want to show you a real high level how you use it and what it does. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to show you here first, Corda publishes samples of their smart contracts online. You can see the URL here. I won't dive too deep into it, but it's a pretty big repository, lots of things going on here, but lots of very good concrete examples. In fact, today I'll focus on this one here, the CordApp example. So I've gone ahead and cloned this repository to my machine. I've opened up Visual Studio Code already and installed the extension. If you go to the marketplace, you can search for Corda and you'll find this extension. As you look through the README page, it gives some high-level information of what your requirements are, how to use the extension, etc. I'll show you briefly today how you use this extension. So again, I've already installed it. Let's go ahead here and come to my project pages. You see this project has been open. Lots of things Corda puts in here to make it easy to build. It's a Gradle build environment, so there's lots of Gradle and Java-specific things in here. But you don't even really need to worry about that. Again, it very behaves, this extension behaves and looks very much like the Visual Studio Code extension for Ethereum. In fact, when you bring up the command palette, Control-Shift-P, or you can go view open command palette, if you just type in Corda, you've seen me do this on the show many times, you see lots of Corda-specific commands. You can build the project, clean the project. I've already gone ahead and built it. I want to go ahead and just run the project right now, just so you see what happens. So we're going to go ahead and hit run nodes. And right now what's happening is in the shell, sorry about that, I have to allow some access for some of the features here. You see here in the shell, it starts to kick off a process. Lots of things going on here. You don't really have to worry too much about that. What it's really doing right now is launching three nodes, parties A, B, and C. If you look at any of the Corda samples, parties A, B, and C are used quite heavily here. It takes a couple of minutes to get this up and running, so I'm going to let this finish, and then we'll come back and talk more about what's going on here. All right, the run process is completed. And if you look here, you can see I'm actually in a shell for each separate node. So you see right now I'm in the shell for party C. I can go to the shell for party B, which looks very similar. The only thing that really changes is effectively the IP address for all the parties. Now that I have these nodes up and running though, I can go ahead and deploy this contract, this CordApp that's sitting here. So again, if I wanna do that, Corda's made it super simple to do that. I just Control Shift P, bring up my control palette here, and you see here there's this thing called Transaction Explorer. So what happened when I created these nodes and deployed or ran the nodes is I sent my contract, my CordApp to these nodes. It's already running, and here if I want to interact with it, I want a way to sort of exercise a flow. I want to work through my contract. Corda has created this thing called Show Transaction Explorer. So let's go ahead and launch that. In just a second here, you'll see this window sort of pop up here. And basically what this is very analogous to what we called a contract interaction page in our Visual Studio Code extension for Ethereum. Here you see a React-like application that allows me to work and pick one of these nodes to interact with. Once I interact with the node, I can then choose a flow to run from that node, right? So if I choose a flow, for example, let's do the initiator flow. I want to maybe send value from one party to another. I want to send 10 of whatever it is from party A to party B. I think that'll work if I just type it in that way. And I can actually run this flow. Oops, I cannot. Oh, because I did not spell party correctly. That is my fault. So if I actually type party correctly and run the flow again, you'll see here that the flow starts. It takes a couple of seconds for the flow to complete. But once it completes here, I even have sort of this little window here that'll be a transaction viewer, and I see this transaction has go ahead and completed. There's a number one output from the transaction, and I could even go in and then from there explore party B and look and see that I've transferred from party A to party B. So really quick introduction. I think it's a great extension, a great way for people who are unfamiliar with Corda to get familiar with not only the tool, but to have a local development environment. Doesn't require you to do any complex setup. It all comes as part of the tool chain, but it allows you to play with Corda apps and really sort of understand what that environment looks like. So again, just a quick behind the scenes of what we were talking about with our friends from GE. Follow us on MSFT Block Talk for more, and you'll see future episodes talking more about different parts of the ecosystem. Great. Thanks a lot. Bye.